This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 11th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is sunny and warm today. In Tel Aviv, it's pleasant for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, and in Haifa, it's a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, voices in Lebanon call for negotiations with Israel, seeking to defeat Hezbollah's influence. This was reported earlier today. Also, Ynet reports that 40 rockets hit northern Israel earlier this hour. IDF troops clashed with Hezbollah terrorists, leaving two soldiers wounded. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports a tentative U.S.-Iran ceasefire as issues in Lebanon and Hormuz persist. Separately, from the forward, IDF continues to target Hezbollah despite the shaky ceasefire, with the Strait of Hormuz remaining closed. And finally, Mariv highlights Arab world claims that the U.S.-Iran ceasefire simply changes the form of the ongoing conflict. Reaction has been swift on social media. Saudi Arabia condemns Iran's attacks on facilities in Kuwait, as posted by Al Arabiya English just an hour ago. David Hazoni, an Israeli commentator, shared ideas for peace with Israel, including the elimination of all militias, earlier today. Meanwhile, reports of continuous sirens in northern Israel come from Streetwise, posting just an hour ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, Israel Hayom reports growing discontent with Hezbollah among Lebanese leaders. Christian, Sunni, and Shiite figures push for negotiations with Israel to restore sovereignty. This highlights a shift in Lebanon's internal politics that could reshape regional dynamics. Turning to the rocket attacks, Ynet details intense clashes in southern Lebanon. IDF forces confronted Hezbollah, resulting in sirens across the Galilee. The ongoing tension underscores the fragile security in Israel's north, affecting civilian life. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post covers the U.S.-Iran ceasefire, which temporarily paused conflicts but left significant issues unresolved. Israelis remain wary of the ceasefire's durability, reflecting regional instability. In a related development, the Forward reports that the IDF continues operations against Hezbollah. Despite the ceasefire, military actions persist, keeping the Strait of Hormuz closed. This has global trade implications, affecting energy supplies. Finally, Mariv highlights Arab perspectives on the U.S.-Iran ceasefire. Observers argue it merely alters the conflict's nature. This underscores the deep-rooted complexities in Middle Eastern geopolitics. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports new Med Energies agreement to sell Aphrodite field gas to Egypt. The deal includes Shell and Chevron, impacting regional energy supplies. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the buzz around a new toy brand. Superstar athletes in ads fueled global demand, with Israeli shelves reporting unusual shortages. And finally, CTEC reports on Velorix's drone factory, recently hit by an Iranian missile. The incident occurred hours after a business takeover, raising security concerns. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.